Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Helper City Mayor Lenise Peterman. Mayor Peterman, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Aiden.
You know, it's always fun when we get to the end of the year. I like bringing in these local leaders and talking about what has happened over the course of the year, because it feels like a short amount of time, but really so much can happen in just the short span of a year, and Helper, no exception, especially when it comes to mayors like yourself who are always chasing after grant funding. And in that department, you have found a lot of success this year.
I have. We were very fortunate to receive an outdoor rec grant for the pool, a grant for the police, and other entities. So, you know, we're just really so fortunate to be successful in that area.
You know, it's always a big boost to the city when you can get those grants, but other forms of funding are welcome as well, like that donation you guys received earlier in the year from Wildcat. That was a fun process to see how government works when you get a donation like that, seeing how everyone kind of collaborates, finding what needs are most important to the city and putting it all together.
Yeah, that was awesome. The Wildcat event in July was amazing. Heart for Helper. And we were so fortunate again to have these local area businesses who want to support us and see good things come our way. So, you know, government works its best when it's, you know, in the view of the people, and the discussions happen so that people can hear where council is going with things.
You know, and there's no real secrets surrounding it, especially on a local level. I feel like sometimes we get caught up in conspiracy theories all around, and that's something that everyone does. One of my favorite sayings that I stumbled upon this year was everything is a conspiracy theory when you don't understand how anything works. But something that you guys have done that's really been impressive is when you see these things on social media start popping up, you do your best to address them in council meetings. And I think that's very beneficial for the public to see how things are actually operating.
Absolutely. Because again, we do want to operate with transparency. I think people oftentimes forget rural governments are really small. I mean, we have 15 employees, so it's hard to be so proactive as we might like to be, but we certainly want to ensure our citizens that what we're doing is in the public venue and available for them to provide feedback on.
You know, and in the digital age too, it's especially easy to try and find these agendas, whether it be on the Helper City website, your social media pages, or on the Utah Public Notice website. There's just so many ways to get involved with government, and that's something heading into 2026 I kind of want to encourage everyone to do. Follow along with your local city government, see what's happening, get involved, talk to those council members, find out what's happening in your area. It can make all the difference.
Absolutely. I mean, your council members are your voice. So if you have strong feelings, positive and or negative, those are the people you should be talking to improve things in the city for all of us.
Yeah, and one big thing that's happened over the course of the past year for Helper, got it to start back in 2024, was far before 2024, but river restoration has been a big point of focus for Helper, and we saw some additions to that coming earlier this year as you worked to repair the water pipe leading down into Helper.
Absolutely. So that was through the Division of Drinking Water. Amazing project, amazing results. We're already seeing positive results with improved water flows, you know, turning the well off because we're getting so much water, which is unheard of. So, you know, we're super excited to see what the data shows us a year from now regarding the improvements, but we know there'll be some.
You know, and we're at a time, not just in the state of Utah, but in most of the western states who rely on that Colorado River, where we're in a pretty intense fight right now for who's going to get what amount of water between these upper and lower basin states. But it feels like in Carbon County, and especially in Helper, we're doing our part to make sure that we're conserving as much water as possible.
Absolutely. That behooves all of us, is to conserve as much water as possible. Actually, we're chasing a new grant, and we'll submit in January for the baseball and softball fields. And what we want to do is turf out portions of those fields because it will lower water consumption. It will lower maintenance costs. It'll be safer for the players. So, you know, we're constantly looking at projects that have these kind of soft returns that you're not really pursuing, but will present.
Yeah, just those extra benefits that will come along with programs like improvements to the baseball and softball fields. Now, with it being an election year, of course, lots of change going to be coming to Helper City in 2026, namely two new council members in Tyson Dameron and Ruth Lee. But that does mean, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to two current council members in Lori Barrett and Dave Dorden, both of whom have done so much for the city.
Absolutely. They both stepped up, provided a great deal of service, and, you know, we wish them the best as they move on to other endeavors. You know, that's the nature of elections, and we're excited to see Ruth and Tyson and what they're going to bring to the table.
You know, I really liked the city council campaigns from them because they were all focusing on Helper. They did a good job keeping these local issues in the lens and really running on that. I'm excited to see what they're doing for the city. But of course, a big thank you again to Dave Dornan and Lori Barrett. They were excellent assets to Helper City. Now, looking ahead to 2026, what kind of lies ahead for Helper City?
So we're really looking at implementing road maintenance strategy. We're going after some federal dollars, well, state through federal, but to do some road maintenance on Hill Street, Briner Street. They're considered major collectors, so we're able to pursue funding for those. But really looking to take care of the roads and solidify our USU Eastern partnership with the baseball and softball teams. And we're holding our breath, still waiting to hear about our affordable housing grant. So hopefully that'll come in 2026 as well.
Lots of stuff in the work in Helper, and it's always so fun to hear about it. Now, holidays, of course, right around the corner. Any holiday message you want to live us off with, Mayor?
Absolutely. Happy holidays to everyone in Helper in Carbon County. If you're traveling, travel safe. But enjoy your time with family and friends. Those are precious moments and memories that you need to cherish.
Well, Mayor Peterman, it's always a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman, talking about a year in review for Helper City heading into 2026. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Morton. Listen.